happy to welcome in, fresh off of his TNA Rebellion appearance, the one and the only Matt Hardy. Matt, thank you for coming on with us.
It's very good to be here. Thank you guys for having me, Justin and Jonathan. It's very exciting. Last night was a very cool moment. I am very grateful that I was given that opportunity, and it was a lot of fun. And I want to say thank you to the great turnout that was in Las Vegas last night attending TNA Rebellion, because they showed me lots and lots and lots of love, and I appreciate that. As I said from day one, without the fan base, without the people that love Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy and the Hardys, there would be no us. So thank you for still supporting me three decades in.
So Matt, it's more than just love, and I want to start here with you because, you know, being in Chicago, with Justin being in Pittsburgh, when you or your brother or both of you come in, there's this like huge pop. Back in the day, it was the Road Warrior pop. If you can get that's a certain level. But, I mean, that can't get old for you, right? I mean, there's still this great appreciation for you. Have you got a chance to sit back and just take it all in, like every time you appear on camera, every time you come into an arena, every time you end up in a signing, that there's this big ovation for you? How does that make you feel internally?
I mean, great. I'm very grateful. I'm very humbled. I mean, this was my dream to be a pro wrestler and to do this on the highest level possible. And I've been able to do that for a very long time. And you were talking about just turnouts and whatnot. Like even last night, great reaction. You go back to WrestleMania 33, which was one of the coolest, definitely a top five moment for myself and my brother. And there was a fan at WrestleCon last week who just told me, he writes wrestling reports and whatnot, said after WrestleMania 33, he recoined the Road Warriors pop, the Hardys pop, which was so cool. It's funny that you kind of acknowledge that then. But we did WrestleCon. We were supposed to sign for 5 hours every day. Myself and my brother, we signed for at least 7 hours, sometimes more. It's crazy the love that people have for us and just the support. And it's generational, because we meet people that are fathers that watched us growing up when they were young teenagers. And now younger kids are watching stuff on the WWE network. And they're like, oh my God, the tag team ladder match, the table match, the TLC match. So to be able to transcend generations like that is really special.
All right, Matt. So you talked about on your podcast how your AEW contract was coming up, is expiring. But even still, huge surprise seeing you show up at the end of Rebellion. In a day and age of pro wrestling where it's hard to keep a secret, how did this all come together? How'd you pull this off?
Yeah, I mean, once again, as we said, like I spoke with AEW, and I will start and I will preference it by saying I love AEW. I loved working with Tony Khan. He's a great guy. You know, my contract ended up expiring, and, you know, we hadn't reached a deal yet, and we're still in the midst of talking. I have literally, in the last week, I have talked to every promoter from every promotion that there is. So last night was me showing that pro wrestling can still be unpredictable. You know, I popped up. This was done in a couple of days' notice. We kind of started talking about this on Wednesday. Then this is when it kind of materialized over a couple of days, doing some shots for TNA and a little story arc. Pro wrestling is at its best when it's unpredictable. And I went out last night. It's so funny. The host of my podcast, John Alba, said, like, you know, I'm not going to lie. He said, this son of a gun, he kayfabed me. Like, I didn't tell anyone. Like, my brother texted me this morning. It was late last night, and he goes to bed super early. He's like, oh my God, that was great last night. He said, how'd it feel to be out there? He said, that was killer. You know, if you want to keep a secret, just keep a secret. Just go about your business and do your thing. And something that's very funny, I'm going to share this story. I told my wife, the only person that knew was my wife and my kids, right? So I got off the plane last night in Vegas, and I had shades, I had headphones, and I had this big hoodie I was going to wear, and they were going to pick me up and scoot me and take me right to the hotel. As soon as I stepped out of the jetway, there was a group of like four or five people said, oh my God, Matt Hardy, Hardy Boys, oh, can we take pictures? I was like, oh my God, if this gets posted and it blows my cover right from stepping off the plane, I was like, I can't believe I had to put the hoodie on in the plane. And you know, once again, Jeff and I, we've been gifted with so much TV time. We still get recognized constantly in public. And that's what's still cool. We still look somewhat like we did when we were younger and in our prime and whatnot. But it's really cool that the love pro wrestling fans have given us and that they still afford us to this day.
See, that's when you need to put like the mask on as if you're in the pandemic and just say, oh, I just had COVID, stay away. You know, you got to wear the mask. you can get away with it without looking like you're robbing a bank. Just put on a ski mask,
right,
or something.
Right. It's acceptable nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Matt Hardy with us here with Jonathan and Justin on the Sunday edition of Busted Open. Don't forget to check out The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, look for The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, available now. The latest episode of The State of AEW, you talked about that as well. So I want to get your thoughts about TNA. You know, it is the company that won't die. You've been there before, and it's still as hot as it has been in the past. I want to get your thoughts on the roster, on what AEW, TNA brings to the table today. What do you think?
I think TNA is trying to carve their own niche. I think being very smart with how they use talent. They'll bring guys in, they do a little run, then maybe they leave for a little while and they can come back, whatever. They don't like, I feel like they have a core group of guys that they have locked in, and then they build around them, and then they kind of shuffle guys in and out, and that's very cool. And I was very happy to be a part of that. I watched the majority of the show last night, and we also did this, like, they put me in a room and I had a monitor, so I didn't even leave the room because I just didn't want anyone to text a dirt sheet or anything else, just so it didn't get out. Just trying to overly make my appearance unpredictable as possible. But I think it's a solid roster. I thought they put together a solid card, and I like the fact that they've been doing pretty solid old school storytelling in many, many ways. And I think this thing that I'm going to do with Moose and the system coming up over the next series, the next few weeks, I think it's going to be a very interesting series. And they also really lured me in when they, offered like doing Broken Matt Hardy again, and they said we would love to do that, and also using some of House Hardy. My wife, she's in great shape right now. She'd be up for wrestling a match, she told me. And once again, King Maxwell, Gothic Baby, and I feel like my wife could even utilize some of TNA stuff on. She's a social media influencer. She's huge on TikTok right now. I think she could even help boost the status and rep of TNA as well. So just selling my family and talking about a Hardy compound appearance, that's what sold me on these dates.
So that's what I was going to ask, Matt. We saw Broken Matt, first time we've seen Broken Matt in a little while. But you said that TNA approached you with the Broken Matt.
Well, we talked about it. We kind of came together on it. But I feel like Broken Matt was the way to go because TNA is in my DNA when it comes to Broken Matt. I mean, that is the genesis of Broken Matt. That gave me that opportunity. They allowed me to think outside the box and really go crazy and do something special. And they have a fan base that is very accepting of off the normal course of pro wrestling, which is cool. It's very different than the diehard base of AEW. They're obviously a lot more sports centric, a lot more wrestling based. So TNA is very fun for me to do. But once again, I don't have a lot of time left to do this. A couple more years, we'll see. I feel good right now. I've been taking care of myself. I've had time off, but I don't want to squander the time I have left. I want to contribute as much as I can, and I want to submit my legacy, and hopefully myself and my brother's legacy is my goal. So I want to land somewhere where I'm going to be able to contribute as much as possible. That is my goal. And where I can go, I want to go. And I want to make an impact in pro wrestling. I want to help the next generation and the younger guys too. That is definitely a goal of mine. So upon talking with TNA, Tommy Dreamer had reached out to me. We started talking about things. We started talking about Broken Matt that came in the conversation. I talked to some of the writers. They were talking about some ideas for the Hardy compound, some stuff to do with the system. And it was really appealing to me. And I was like, man, this would be fun, especially doing my off time, because once again, I'm not locked in anywhere. I'm not under contract. So I am not the type of individual that's going to sit at home waiting for the phone to ring. I'm going to go out and get it. That's what I do. I go out and seize opportunities. That's what makes Matt Hardy, Matt Hardy. And it's one of those things where it's 2024 and there's so many people on social media that love to go and talk trash about me or whoever else or someone that's been around for a while. But this run that I'm doing right now that I am engaging in is all about defying the non-believers, defying the critics, defying age, defying what is the normal status in pro wrestling. And I want to inspire people to defy the odds. Like if there's something you want to do, you can set your mind to it and you can make it happen.
Matt Hardy with us here with Jonathan and Justin on the Sunday edition of Busted Open here on SiriusXM Fight Nation 156. So Matt, this is like the second or third time I've got a chance to talk to you. I would ask you, why does it matter for the critics? Because your legacy is cemented and you're still telling stories now that you're in TNA. Why does it matter for the outside noise? Because on Twitter, we could say, is the sky blue? And you can't get 100% of people to agree that the sky is blue.
Right. And that's a great question. And it doesn't matter. The critics don't matter. I say this all the time. The best thing about social media is it gives everyone a voice. The worst thing about social media is it gives everyone a voice, right? And the critics are going to be there. And once again, I just want to be an example of you don't have to listen. You don't have to subscribe to what people are saying online, especially people that don't know you. Because it is just basically their opinion and they don't have to be held accountable for it. The reason I am doing what I'm doing and inspiring people to defy is to prove all the people right that have supported me, that do want to see me, that are very happy to see Matt Hardy in action. And that is the people I do it for. And once again, I'm on this very positive mindset. No more interacting with, like, no more even being a heel online, interacting with the people that are trolls and like trying to shut them down or whatever. I only respond to positive feedback. You know, the negative, there's way too much negativity in the world in general. There's way too much division in the world in general. And my goal is to unite people, and my goal is to make people happy and put smiles on their faces and prove to the people that believe in me that I can still that I can still be their guy, that I can still go out and entertain them.
Yeah, good social media rules. If they don't have a picture of themselves so you can't identify these assholes, or if they don't have their real name, just don't even bother.
True. You know, there's a lot of times you'll see a result, especially once you become anyone with any notoriety. I mean, you've seen this, Justin. If you see someone that says something, a lot of times you'll look and like three followers, eight followers, whatever, you know, where they're just there to troll people. And it's just, it's where we're at right now in the game. And you just have to remember that social media does not reflect reality. And you have to stick to your guns, you have to do your thing, and you have to just keep moving forward.
You just have to delete them.
You have to delete these trolls.
That's no
and,
question.
And I'm not opposed to doing that as well, because I feel like people that, if you look at like a Twitter or Instagram, social media in general, as your virtual house, you wouldn't let someone come in your house and disrespect you and then keep coming back in your house over and over again. You would like kick them out and not let them back in. So, I mean, I feel that that's what blocking does whenever you're on Twitter, because it is your virtual house and protect your home, man.
So Matt, every Sunday at this time we do Bust Open Confessions. And what it is it's like for our wrestling fandom, we just say, "Hey, this is your safe space. Make sure that you just cleanse your wrestling sins. Whatever you have something that you now usually it's mistaken identity, right, Justin? We've had plenty of examples of Bust Open Confessions."
Well, the identity or Matt, one I had also was I admitted everybody that I thought I really swore that Lord Tensai was going to be the next great thing in WWE a decade ago, and I had to confess that was my wrestling sin. Well,
My wrestling sin was I thought that Johnny B. Badd was one of the great black wrestlers that we've seen in the profession, when he found out that he wasn't. So as I found out as a kid. So do you have a confession, Matt, something that you never told anyone else before about your wrestling fandom?
Maybe I'll do this, and I don't think this is a bad thing either. Obviously, I'm the guy who does Broken Matt Hardy, and one thing I think you're going to see about Broken Matt Hardy during this run is that Broken Matt and Matt Hardy are one and the same. That's going to become a little more clear, because I feel like Matt Hardy, as a performer doing this for 32 years with the damage I've done to my body, is broken, and I feel like Broken Matt is also extreme. So we are like one and the same, and I think you'll start understanding that as time goes on with the story I'm hoping to tell. But considering I am the guy who does Broken Matt Hardy. When Papa Shango was around, I was a huge fan of Papa Shango. I love the stuff he did with The Undertaker, and even getting to know Godfather, Goodfather later, man, a great dude. It's so cool. He was at my house, and we did the House Hardy Halloween episode where he actually went to the lake and he came back out as Papa Shango, which was one of the greatest things ever to ever come out of the lake of reincarnation. But I would have been okay if Papa Shango would have become the world champion. Because I loved him so much, you know what I mean? And I know there's a lot of people that would look at that and go like, "Oh my God, that's terrible. He's not a great wrestler. He doesn't put on 5-star matches or bangers or whatever." Like, he was the coolest character ever. And at the end of the day, we can't forget that this is entertainment. I mean, sure, we're athletes going out there beating each other up really bad, but we are entertainers when it's all said and done at the end of the day.
So it's a safe
That's
space.
a great confession.
Yeah.
Shango, heavyweight champion on top.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it on Sunday, Matt. That's how
Oh
we
yeah,
do
of course. Yeah. On the Sabbath. You
That's
have to do
exactly
it on the
right.
Sabbath, guys.
That's right.
So Matt, lastly, the last thing for me is, what do you want to tell the fans about you now being part of TNA and what Broken Matt Hardy is going to be all about here?
Well, the first thing I would like to say is they are recording TV tonight, and I will be there. I will be kicking off the show this Thursday, and you'll be hearing from Broken Matt and find out what the inspiration is for Damascus showing up unexpectedly and dropping Moose. You know, Moose was in for a very unfortunate twist of fate, and I think you're going to find that Broken Matt Hardy is planning to eat and delete Moose when it's all said and done, and he wants to claim the championship of the world in the wrestling that is total and nonstop.
Hey,
Awesome.
we're glad you spent some time with us here on Busted Open, Matt. All the best moving forward.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And it's gonna be fun. Like I've obviously had a lot of people reaching out to me, but once again, this free agent status is a lot of fun. And this is something that is tailor-made for a guy like me. Like, you literally never know. I could show up anywhere at any time and surprise people. And I want to be unpredictable. I plan on being kayfabe in the year 2024 and surprising people, making wrestling unpredictable. That's when it's at its best.
Well, every time you show up somewhere, studio's open for you. You're always welcome to drop in.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.